T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But right now we want to head across the ocean to London and bring in Fox News correspondent Simon Owen to talk about an interesting trend coming out of the coronavirus pandemic. Simon, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So as many cities around the world in the midst of this pandemic are embracing bicycle and pedestrian culture, I guess my first question is, just how widespread is this trend?
Yeah, it kind of stretches quite a long way, actually, because whether it's Bogota in Colombia or New York in the United States or London and Paris and Berlin and Milan and Rome, there's a real trend starting to emerge among city managers who are looking to a post-lockdown world in their cities. And one of the many headaches that they are facing is that a lot of these cities are dependent on mass transit, and most of these subway and bus networks have a reputation for overcrowding. You know, I can tell you from personal experience that if you jump on the London Underground after about 7 in the morning and before 9:30, there's a good chance that you will just be, you know, wedged in a stranger's armpit for much of the journey, which was always unpleasant, but it's now considered actively dangerous by governments and health officials in this era of social distancing. You know, you're not 6 inches from the next person, let alone 6 feet. And so we're now seeing this pattern starting to emerge where cycling is being put at the center of transport strategies. So here in the UK, they're now just starting to reshape the road network. We've seen some signs being sprayed on the roads, a few barriers being installed as they change things around. The mayor here is saying he's going to build one of the largest car-free zones in any capital city anywhere in the world. And all of this space has to come from somewhere. It is the motorist that's losing out. And city managers, though, say that the way these cities used to work transport-wise is no longer an option.
So the motorist is losing out, but really this trend is a trend away from public mass transportation, right?
Yes, exactly. So it's trying to get people off the buses and the trains. And Transport for London, which runs mass transit here, says that if it's going to observe social distancing, it needs passenger numbers to drop by 85%, which is, according to some estimates, about 8 million journeys every day. That's an awful lot of people that you've got to put somewhere else. Now, London's road network could not handle a fraction of that because it was already congested enough before all this. And so they do need people to walk and bike. It kind of makes sense in that respect. Now, on the opposite side of this, there are critics who say that, you know, for instance, with London, it's a big place. Lots of people live way too far away to feasibly be able to get on a bike, particularly if you live out of the city and you commute in on a train. You're going to have to get that train. So how are they going to get around that? We don't know. But then if you look at other countries, you know, in France, they've calculated that 60% of journeys made anywhere in France are less than 3 miles long. And so the government says that if that many journeys are all feasible by bike for most people, and they want to see that trend adopted, try and get people on their bikes, they're doing it at a good time of year. The weather is decent here at the moment. Whether people are so enthused about this on a wet Wednesday in October, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Has there been an uptick in the sale of bicycles for adults?
there's certainly been plenty of reports of stores running out. And, I mean, that's been the case with throughout this. At the start of the lockdown, all sorts of gym equipment disappeared and home fitness equipment disappeared. So, yeah, I mean, I think you might find that lower-end bikes are probably going to be hard to come by for a little while. Lots of people are still working from home here. I mean, the UK lockdown is still pretty severe, so it's not that there's been this surge back to offices at this stage yet. But one of the ways they're doing this in France is that on the anticipating that many people will have a dusty old bike rotting away somewhere, the government is offering $50 to every citizen to get that bike tidied up.
So do you think, is this being positioned as a permanent trend or as something to get us through the pandemic?
Well, it's probably a bit of both, I suspect, because yes, it's being imposed now in the thick of a pandemic, but at the same time, you know, city managers have been kind of leaning in this direction for a while, but they haven't really, in the UK at least, fancied the fight with individual district councils who are more likely, experience suggests, to be in favour of keeping roads for cars. So this has kind of been something that has inspired the mayors, it seems, to really try and push ahead with this. It is a response to the virus, but equally, if potentially we're talking about social distancing being enforced for, who knows, maybe another year or so, then I suppose there's every chance that after a year, if this works, and that's a big if it works, then there's every chance it will become permanent. And that's what they're saying, is that these are changes for now to fit the circumstances, but they may well stay if it's successful.
Okay, great stuff. Appreciate the insight and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks a lot. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.